Hey, everybody, and welcome back to the Fitness First Podcast. I'm your host, Jake Mays of Jake's Fitness and Nutrition Coaching. And today I want to talk to you a little bit about why the scale fluctuates. This is a big one for people because scale fluctuation is one of the number one reasons people quit programs. And it could completely be off base from what you want in the program, and you could still be on the right track, which is fucking bonkers for people to understand. And I get it because when you go into a program expecting weight loss, you think weight loss is linear and that it's always going to go down, and it just won't. Like, the biggest weight loss transformations you have ever seen have exclusively been up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down. There are no weight loss transformations that have linearly went down every single time they weighed in. So that being said, what can cause some of these weight fluctuations? The first thing I want to go into is just water and sodium. That's a huge one. So more salt, you retain more water, so your weight's going to go up. But does that mean you put on body fat? No. And I know a lot, especially a lot of women, deal with this issue of seeing the weight fluctuate up and down. Water weight, I mean, if you want to get real extreme with it, there are bodybuilders that will cut, or sorry, powerlifters that will cut 20 pounds in 24 hours. And it's pretty much water. That's how powerful water weight can be. It's huge. But that's why you have to look at it as a graph. That's why on my private training app that all my clients are on, they get a graph that shows them the decline of the body weight over time or the steady nature of it. There have been clients I've seen that have had huge body transformations and they've only lost 2 or 3 pounds. But would you trade better health, more confidence, looking better in your clothes, more compliments from strangers and friends if it just meant that you could only go down 2 or 3 pounds from some arbitrary weight scale that you'll never see, except for the times you're alone privately looking at it? So you have to keep in mind water and sodium balance. Those two matter a lot. The next one is going to be carbohydrates. So not in the sense that carbohydrates make you fat. That is a huge fallacy that people believe in the fitness space. And I want to try to touch on that a little bit just because carbs do not make you fat. They don't. If anything, they're the second least likely macro to become stored fat. It goes dietary fat, carbs, and then protein are the least likely to become stored fat. They all can, but there's a hierarchy of which ones are the first to store for your body. So carbohydrates, what they do is they fill your muscles in a storage form called glycogen. The glycogen will pull water into the muscle, which can then make your weight go up. Now, again, this is almost like a piggyback on the water thing, but people don't realize when, even if they're in a calorie deficit and they are losing weight steadily and they have more carbohydrates than normal and water fills the muscle, they can look like they gained weight, even though it really was nothing. So if you see the scale go up, try to look at how much sodium did I have the day before or over the week? Did I have more carbohydrates than normal over the last day or two? And then finally, guys, this is the big one that's really hard to combat because mentally and emotionally, it just feels wrong. So when you start weight training, again, this is a big one. When you start weight training, your muscles will break down. This part is pretty common knowledge as far as you break down the muscle builds back up again, it builds up bigger and stronger. So that's getting toned, that's lean muscle mass. But what a lot of people don't know is when your muscle breaks down, fluid has to get to it in order to repair it. And the fluid has nourishment for the muscle fiber to repair itself, which again is going to help us raise our metabolism. We're going to burn body fat. We're going to look better. We're going to feel better. But what has to go up? The scale can go up because fluid retention is happening. Is it a bad thing that there's fluid in the muscle? No, it's just like the carbohydrates being stored as glycogen. A hydrated muscle is a happy muscle. So are those bad? Are those weight fluctuations bad? No, they're not bad. They don't mean anything bad. You can still be on the right track and you can be the same weight from when you started. And that is mind-blowing because society, magazines, all of these things tell us that if you don't lose 20 pounds in the next 4 weeks or 3 weeks or whatever it is, some arbitrary number, that you're failing. And that program probably doesn't even fucking work, which is crazy. Progress, if we look at it over a year, 5 years, people overestimate what can be done in a month and they underestimate what can be done in a year. And that's true in fitness, finance, business. It's the same reason most startup businesses fail in the first year. Because they thought they were going to be millionaires in the first few months. It turns out shit's a lot harder when you're actually doing it in the real world. My whole point to making this episode today, guys, I didn't want to make it too long. Do not worry about your weight fluctuations. Take your progress photos. If you can get blood work done, that's great. If you can steadily take body fat percentages over time, all of that is awesome data to have, but no one piece of data can show the whole picture. Use it for what it is. It's all just data. Don't let one piece discourage you enough to quit, because the only way to guarantee you won't reach your goals is if you quit. Thank you guys for listening. Join me again here on Thursday for the next episode, and I will see you next time.